Now, Boxy, I'm not often serious on this show. I like to have a little bit of fun, but God, man, it is school holidays, if no one knew, like, because all our kids have been home for a while now. It's in the school holiday period, so they're not homeschooling. They're not on their computers, but they are on their devices and computers for other reasons, Boxy, and it's absolutely turned our kids insane. They've changed. Like, they've mentally changed. We had a little bit of a team meeting last night. We got all the kids down, and we've taken their iPads, their phones, their computers, their backup iPads that they reckon they smashed 3 years ago. Uh-huh. That was mine. That they, you know, when you take it off, they go sneak up and they've got another one stashed somewhere. Everything's been taken off. They are, and it's good for the. This is bad parenting in a way. Because we've been sitting down with Tobes and we've been like relaxing because the kids have been up there doing their thing, and it's easy. It's easy for the parents because we're self-isolating as well, so we get watch some shows. But last night at dinner, like, they were just like, Lulu was snapping back and arguing, and like, our kids are never like that. And we put it solely down for them to being on their screens. They're playing Fortnite. All their friends are, you know, running around shooting people on Fortnite. They're playing stupid games. They're entrenched for so many hours on their phones because when they're at school, they're running around. They're getting all that energy out. They're playing at schoolyards. They're going into class and they're occupied. But when they're at home, they've got nothing else to do. So we've banned everything.
Banned.
Done. And then ScoMo would have said, well done, Brendan. But today we're going to do board games. We're going to play, we'll probably bake some more. We're going to get down. We're going to go outside.
That's great.
We're going to do like a gym thing with them because we haven't done that for the last sort of week and a half. And I think they're actually going a little bit insane because they've been stuck in here. But I think we're going to sit down and do some really good things with the kids today and get their minds off the devices because it's not good, not healthy.
No. It's funny you say that, Fev, because I agree the devices are now so many kids are on them a lot of the time. And also just I wonder how just the nature of cabin fever is affecting kids. Because similarly, now I've got Trixie, she's not so much on her iPad doing things, but what she will do is she's right into FaceTiming mates.
Yep.
And she's draining literally every device I have. My iPad gets drained. Mummy, the iPad stopped. She has my phone. You'll notice if you're texting me, I'll get back to you when I get the phone. Mm-hmm. But what I did notice, I just think she's going stir crazy. So last night, she's six, remember? I couldn't get her to sleep till 10:30, but it's like when you said Lulu's changed a bit.
Yeah.
She's just hyper, and I think it's the same. She's not getting out, we're once a day, like the government said, we're going out for a walk, but she can't wind down, and that's
our kids
really
can't sleep either. Boxy,
wow,
yeah,
okay.
It's like when I played footy at the MCG on a night game. I'm so excited. I'm out there, and the adrenaline. When we get home, you don't sleep. You don't fall. You literally don't sleep that night because you're so excited.
The adrenaline's
and this is what
you.
The kids are like. They're stimulated.
Well, 13, 10, 60. How are your kids being affected? Have you noticed changes in them? You know, because we've never done this before. We've never lived through a time where you've kept your kids in the house for 2 weeks.
Wait till Trixie turns around and says, "Shut up, Mum."
Look out!